on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
The Irish Independent main photograph: if I could go home, I would do it in a heartbeat. This is a teacher called Kate living in Dubai with her fiancé, who says she'd love to move home. Of course, many secondary school teachers have left Ireland because they couldn't find the work. They say they're stuck in limbo as their years of service abroad won't be reflected in their salaries. So it's like as if they start anew in Ireland. So she says, if I could go home, I'd do it in a heartbeat, but the pay scale rules are preventing teachers from returning. Main story is about scams in Ireland. This is the front of the Indo. More than €25 million reported stolen from investment fraud victims in Ireland last year. And as we heard there, a man in his 40s who was cheated out of €100,000 because he clicked on a social media advert. This is why you have to be so careful. And in the past 4 years, almost €60 million has been stolen from victims of investment fraud here. And already so far this year, we've 55 people who have fallen victim to scammers in the first 2 months of the year. Men are increasingly becoming victims of this fraud. 69% of victims last year were male. So a big warning out from the Gardaí today on fraud. And just be aware, even on things like social media, it's not always people approaching you for money. It can be links and things like that. The Irish Examiner: no confidence in Road Safety Authority. Nearly 30 road safety advocacy bodies have declared no confidence in the RSA after a spate of deaths so far this year. The various bodies include the Dublin and Cork commuter coalitions, multiple cycling groups, pedestrian organisations. They've released a joint statement declaring themselves as having lost confidence in the RSA, which they say is no longer fit for purpose. The RSA says the organisation will not respond to the accusation that it's no longer efficient. So a bit of a row going on about road safety in Ireland. Also, the Examiner gets the news in about this man who was among three people who died in a helicopter crash in the Swiss Alps. The man is from Dublin. He's named in the Irish Independent. Other papers don't name him, so I won't. He's believed to be in his 30s, and he was killed on Tuesday when the aircraft, which was carrying six people to the summit of the mountain, crashed, slid off the landing zone down the mountain. The incident left three people dead. Three others were injured. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page: time to cap pay of top civil servants. You may have heard the news yesterday that the top civil servants in the country could be earning €326,000 in 2026 because of salary increases. And now there are calls for a pay cap. The six-figure salaries are being described as scandalous, and this the call is from Fianna Fáil TD John McGuinness. He, being chair of the Oireachtas Finance Committee, said the series of pay rate rises that Robert Watt is now due to get is quite scandalous. Robert Watt received a raise of €81,000 to take over the position of Secretary General at the Department of Health 3 years ago. John McGuinness says it's unfair that Mr. Watt is set to benefit from the public sector deal, because Robert Watt is due to see his salary go up to €326,000. The Irish Sun on the front page: face of Sarah Kill accused, a photograph of the boyfriend of Sarah McNally. The man will appear again in court in New York, charged with the 41-year-old's murder. He'll appear in court today, charged with her murder. They have a photograph of him on the Sun. The Irish Daily Star: fluck sake, Ireland is set to be battered by two storms in 24 hours. Met Éireann is warning of deadly gales and coastal flooding. We had one shower in Naas last night, nearly took the roof off the house. And I looked at the map and then it all went north. So I don't know what sort of a night it was north of the border, but it looked pretty bad. And we're all gearing up for Storm Kathleen coming tomorrow. And farmers are worried, as we heard on Breakfast Briefing yesterday, about potatoes and what the supermarket shelves are going to be like later this year. The Irish Times: Donoghue warned about care costs risk from referendum. Minister for Public Expenditure Pascal Donoghue warned Minister Roderick O'Gorman of extensive policy and expenditure risks in the care referendum. Pascal Donoghue will be on News Talk Breakfast, so we might see if he's asked about that. There's a clash over the extent of new duties to be imposed on the state. So now all the files are coming out a month after the referendum is lost, we're now getting all the details that some ministers did actually have reservations about it. Didn't hear that at the time, of course. It was all United Front, but now we hear about it. Inside the papers, if you're planning on heading off to the Canaries, just be aware of a big protest that's coming. The Sun has the story. Irish holidaymakers are being urged to keep coming to the Canaries despite protests by angry locals. There's a big protest on April 20th. And it's being organised by a group called The Canaries Are Exhausted. And essentially, it's about tourism and too many visitors visiting Lanzarote, Gran Canaria, Tenerife, La Palma. And many residents of those islands are fed up at being sidelined and displaced in favour of big spending visitors. Obviously, hundreds of thousands of Irish go to the Canaries every year. And hardly a surprise when you look outside at the weather. But I know that some, because it was reported yesterday in the Daily Mail, some British tourists are now ringing hotels in the Canaries and asking them, are we going to be safe? Is it still safe to go to the Canaries? But the Sun says that Irish holidaymakers are still being urged to keep going. Now, the locals themselves say they've nothing against the tourists, nothing against us going, but they have an issue with the effect of so many tourists going. If you'd like to buy a new house, there's an interesting one for sale in the Daily Mail today. Jim Sheridan's Dublin home, where he partied with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. That's gone on the market. If you've a spare $2.5 million, probably go for about $3 million. It is in St. Mary's Road in Ballsbridge, and it's been his family home for over 30 years. But now Jim Sheridan wants to downsize. Brad Pitt has partied there. Morgan Freeman has been there. Bono, The Edge, Sinead O'Connor, a load of people. He also has entertained Martin Scorsese, Neil Jordan and John Boorman and Gregory Peck. House was bought in 1992, $2.5 million if you'd like to buy it. Some TV news for you. Blind Date is coming back, according to The Sun. And it's coming back on BBC, not ITV. And the presenter, because apparently no one else can present shows on the BBC, is going to be Claudia Winkleman, who already does everything on the BBC. She's now going to be doing Blind Date. Producers behind the successful revival of Gladiators have confirmed they're now looking at rebooting Blind Date, which of course Cilla Black presented from 1985 to 2003. And then Paul O'Grady presented it for a while. And now it looks like it's going to be Claudia Winkleman who will be presenting it. Final story comes from The Telegraph. Obviously, some priests love doing a long mass. That Palm Sunday mass can be very long indeed. But in The Telegraph, we're told that a vicar has introduced a 15-minute micro service to tempt busy worshippers back to church. So this is like, do you remember in Father Ted, they were on about the women saying, I love a good long mass. These are the people who don't like long services. The Reverend Dr. John Gillibrand has said he's bringing in the shortened services because churchgoers are facing greater time pressures, preventing them from being in attendance. Now, this is a church in Wales, a rural town near Swansea, and they're among a growing number of churches in Britain trying to combat all the people leaving church, not attending services. So they're going to be 15-minute micro services there. They'll take place every Monday at 4:45 p.m. and you'll be done by 5 p.m. So maybe some in the Catholic Church might consider it. Of course, the Catholic Church's own issues with trying to get priests and trying to get parishioners to show up every week or every couple of weeks and to obviously support the church. So maybe a 15-minute mass might be an interesting idea. Now, those are the stories making the papers. We've lots still to come.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.